Hi everyone, and welcome to Pixels, a podcast for the discerning gamer. Everyone, just wanted to let you know that we had a little hiccup in the beginning of the recording, so we're going to get in like 5 minutes after it started. And also that this is, as you know, the PC gaming show, and it's not the best. It's kind of dull, it's kind of boring, so you can listen to it, and we certainly try to make it as entertaining as possible. There are a few funny moments here and there, but it's not a huge success, and we go into why we think it didn't work out this year during the show. If you don't have a lot of time, though, I would recommend you skip this one and go straight to the next one. Ubisoft is an hour after the end of this one, so probably if you're listening as a podcast, you're going to have it available very, very soon, or it's already available. You might want to go straight to that. So listen at your own peril. All right, here we go. Expansion to XCOM 2.
Yep,
right?
Yep. The guy sitting there talking is one of the leads on the team, maybe the lead. He's saying words.
About some of the content that's in there. Who are the Chosen?
The Chosen, right? You saw them. They starred in the trailer. So they were designed to be the ultimate enemies of XCOM. They are three almost champions.
And now you see why the PC show is always the longest. Let's get real dry.
Yeah, they like to sit there and talk, for sure.
They're going to fight each of those Chosen multiple times.
Well, you know, it's for PC gamers who like to get into the nitty-gritty of the games.
Do you think that it plays to them better because we're tweakers?
I think they're just dressing up the 2 minutes of trailers they managed to get as an exclusive, and because the show can't be just 15 minutes.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's fine. It's PC Gamer putting it together. PC Gamer is a publication, you know, a magazine that doesn't have $15 billion to sink into this presentation.
Yeah.
And they're making this exist by sheer force of will. And I think, you know, it's obviously going to be a different kind of presentation, and it's fine. It should exist. It's just not as flashy and exciting as the big multi-million, you know, corporation press conferences that we see otherwise.
Yeah, it'll never be that, which is unfortunate.
And this is coming with Intel, Bohemian Interactive, Xbox is also a sponsor of the PC gaming, Side Games, Nexon, and Tripwire.
Oh, those are all their Tripwire. They make what's their games?
I don't know Tripwire. I'm not familiar with that.
I think
Bohemian. Go ahead.
Tripwire. They do the Killing Floor games. Isn't that them? I think that's them.
It could be verifying.
Verifying. Please hold. Verifying.
Please hold as we verify your information.
Scott's information, which may not be accurate.
Earth. So in War of the Chosen, you have these three factions out there. And like the Chosen, they all have distinct philosophies and distinct fighting styles. But for the player to get access to those, first they have to win those factions.
Yes, you are correct. Killing Floor is Tripwire.
That's Tripwire. Okay, look at me. So far, so good. Yeah.
Excellent.
And also Bohemia Interactive. Are you guys watching for the Project Argo coming out this next year?
Yeah, those are your guys that did your Arma games.
Arma, correct.
Which spawned so many things like DayZ, and you could argue we wouldn't have Battlegrounds, PlayerUnknown's Battlegrounds, without his work on the in the modding scene for that game. So kind of a big deal when those guys do things. But yeah, I guess so. I never was really a big Arma fan, so I don't know if I'll buy into the Argo deal or not. Ben Affleck in Argo? Is that the deal?
Yes, I'm looking forward to Ben Affleck.
He'll be playing Batman.
My Project Argo. Yes. It's going to be fantastic.
He'll be Batman looking for the Gone Girl the whole time. So,
and at the end, they say, "Why did you say Martha?
Yeah.
Why did you say this?
Marth, what? What does he have on those cards? Those things are huge.
Well, on one side it says PC Gaming Show. I can tell you that.
Right. Does he have trouble seeing, or is
they didn't have money for a prompter? So I'm telling you, they're not rich people. Okay.
They're just like us.
Yeah, they pirate their games and, you know, whatever. Oh, this looks nice. XCOM's a cool game. I wish I could get more into them.
Kind of like a stone zombie or something. What is that?
Like a golem
an
zombie.
An ash zombie.
Yeah.
Ash zombie.
Ashen zombie. There you go.
You know, it's already been, 10 minutes of XCOM?
Right.
You'll
and
like
already
too
that
much
was
XCOM.
5 minutes too many of XCOM.
Yeah.
I'm sure there are, you know, there's a cross-section of the audience of the world that is super excited about the expansion to XCOM 2 and is really, like, is listening to us now and going, like, won't you please shut the F up?
Mm-hmm.
And it's not late enough for me to feel sweary.
Yeah, you're not tired
like,
enough.
I want to hear what this is like. Someone from Blizzard showing up at a conference and telling everyone about the, you know, next expansion for World of Warcraft.
Yeah.
Half the world doesn't care, and we'd be like, oh my god, you can, like, there's Chiralion is going to be on Argus? Oh my god! And no one else cares.
Yeah.
Right?
No, there's some of that for
gameplay.
Sure.
It's all about the gameplay. Come on, let's face it. If we want to watch behind the scenes, we'll catch that later on YouTube. So, August 29th, 2017.
There you go. There's your date.
To see the XCOM 2 War of the Chosen.
This, there's your hot date.
Follow Jake on Twitter. It's at Solomon Jake. Follow him, say hello, and tell him you're proud to be a follower.
Yes, yes, please, please.
Hey, Jake, why so long?
I don't like self-promotion.
Don't worry, I got you covered. At Jake
Sean
Solomon.
Thank you.
It's at Jake.
What's
Solomon.
The name of that expansion thing?
Thanks so much.
It's called We Sat
Jake
Here and
Solomon,
Talked Too Long. I don't know.
War of the Chosen.
War of the Chosen.
War of the Chosen.
War of the Hosen.
The Chosen One.
September 29?
I want War of War of the Hosen from World of Warcraft. Let's have the War of the Hosen.
Sonya Reed, but you may know her a little better.
And they throw
OMG,
poo.
It's Firefox. How's it going, Sonya?
Hi. Thank you, Sean, and hello, you
Sonya?
Beautiful gamers. And
why did you say this name?
Or you're hanging out with us here.
It's funny
because
my wife
I'm
is called Sonya.
Yeah, I liked where you were going with that.
I'm not going to wait.
I think it's just a leftover magazine card stock they're using coming out early next year. For PC Gamer for those.
I don't know.
Really like.
They're about the size of a magazine. So it's kind of a
mashup between. You know what? This is well lit and a cool stage and stuff. I'm giving them some credit here.
I do, and I like her. Yeah, I like her jacket, too. She's the most interesting thing we've seen so far.
Yeah.
I mean, it beats looking at two white guys on a sitting on. Ooh, Double Fine. Time for us some Clumberland.
Oh, Clumberland. I heard about this.
So it's Farmville.
Kind of. No, more like. What did I hear? Combination. What's that game that was so popular last year by that one guy made it on PC? Can't think of the name of the game.
Oh, right. Yeah, I know what you mean.
But
it's
like
a mix between Farmville and Animal Crossing and Harvest Moon.
Yes. And so what I've heard about this. A little bit in advance was Harvest Moon meets Pokemon, sort of, because you got to raise these little creatures and fight with them and stuff.
It's called Clumberland.
Clumberland.
Clumberland looks. It has this very Adventure Time kind of a vibe to it.
Yeah, look at this Sims action here.
It is a little Sims action. You got to choose your own hair color.
Yeah. If I can't have a blurred out shower though, then what's the point?
What's the point? If I can't lock somebody in a shower for 3 hours, what's the point?
Yep. Remember that toilet I made that time that made that guy pee and almost die?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's perfect.
Ooh, that guy with the mustache is trouble. All right.
You know, I need more Ooblets coming to PC and Xbox One in 2018.
Oh, was Clumberland the name of the developer?
Oh,
must
it's
have been.
Ooblets.
Must have been. Ooblets.
Okay, Ooblets I've heard about.
Oh, now this is the new mech game, right?
Yeah, the new mech.
Pretty
mech,
stoked about this.
Not Mech Warrior. Mech Assault? No,
Mechland.
Yeah, Mechland. what's it called? Mech.
About to show us. Oh.
Oh, I'm all in on this. I love turn-based mech games, dude.
BattleTech.
BattleTech. There you go.
Yes.
BattleTech.
Oh, so official BattleTech.
Yeah.
Like.
Yeah.
Trailer trailer makes me oh so happy, and the previous one you just got the chance to see is the old school.
He kind of gives me a Seth MacFarlane feel. Like a poor man, Seth MacFarlane.
Yeah, he's a little Seth MacFarlane-y. I mean, he's longtime gamer voice face, been around forever. His StarCraft days were legendary. He's a good pick for this. I think he's a good catch.
Yeah.
And he works with what he can, and he keeps a smile the whole time. And despite the fact that they're low budget and poopy sometimes, he does just fine.
Yeah, I agree. He's fine.
Yeah.
So we got the creators of BattleTech on stage now.
Creators of the game, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean the video game. Well, I don't know. Maybe these guys had something to do with
program,
the game.
Program the whole thing in Pascal.
Yeah. Fortran.
Right, Fortran. Oh, they're going to do a little inside the Argo. We're going to see in a moment.
Argo is in between missions. Walk us through what we're seeing.
Right, so the Argo is...
No, this is not Argo the game, but this is Argo the...
No, thing. Don't.
Argo the ship from BattleTech.
Yes.
Mercenary command center. You could take it all over the all over space, going from star system to star system.
You can take
like
the ship...
Kind of space.
He says you can take this all over space, which is a great way to say that. All the way up to the great Lord. You need to get around space.
I'm not going
to
give these guys. I'm not giving these guys crap because I would definitely not do any better.
Oh, dude, trust me. You get on stage anywhere and it's suddenly all hell breaks loose.
Yeah. We like our game. It's very good. Look at it. It's beautiful.
That's not so bad.
This is a cool looking game. I like BattleTech a lot. I would be into this.
Yeah.
I feel like I'm such a cynic. There's like. Almost every game that's been shown since the beginning of E3 this year, and like,
the whole space has been plunged into a civil war. Right, right.
Almost every, not every.
You're going through a very dark time, Patrick.
I didn't realize. Are we at the diminishing returns point, Patrick? Do you think? Are we at a place where you're just? It's just not gonna. There's nothing to impress anymore. We're past that.
Well, I think there is so much that impresses me, and so much to do that it has to be like. Super duper impressive in order for me to raise an eyebrow.
Yeah.
Like, right. I don't. It has to be like incredible, amazing, super triple A, or, you know, art style. Like, because even the indie stuff, I'm not into the super difficult indie stuff. I'm not into the. Artsy indie stuff. Like, I love looking at it. Ori and the Blind Forest, like, of the and the Will of Wisps.
Yeah.
It was, like, mind blowing. I don't think I've ever seen anything as beautiful ever in any area. But it doesn't make me excited to play it because these games are usually a little bit underwhelming.
Right.
Gameplay wise. So. I don't know.
I mean, this thing is all about. This game is only here to impress us if you want tactical gameplay, and that's where your itch needs to be scratched. But they're not trying to do anything else here. Like, how can they?
Yeah, I think there is a certain type of game that I really get into, and outside, you know, it needs to have a very specific cinematic or. Adventure or, you know, storytelling or emotional component to it. And that's, I understand it's just me, but.
I don't think that's too strange. I think that's a lot of people. No. I mean.
Either that or their Blizzard game with their weird, you know, magic sauce that makes me love them anyway.
It's really hard to present something that gets us excited at this point. It was always. Easier when the next step was always look how much more realistic that looks. We're not playing that game anymore. We're playing what? How does it feel when I'm playing it? You know, how much control do I have? How compelling is the storyline?
Yeah. What am I doing in this world? And we always hit there's these points in gaming history where we hit these blocks where it's like. All right, well, we're just still shooting stuff, really. At the core of this game, we're shooting things. Or at the core of this game, I'm picking up loot. Or whatever. And it doesn't matter how you dress it, you start to realize, oh, well, I'm sort of doing the same thing I've always been doing. But then something
that
will
day
break.
You wake up realizing pole position is just a car right in the center of the screen, no matter
exactly.
how much you turn, it's still...
Exactly, but at some point, something will click, and you'll go, oh, a new way to do a thing. And sometimes that's evolutionary, sometimes it's revolutionary, but most of the time it just takes forever.
Yeah.
And maybe we're just
I will say, though. Mm-hmm. Oh, sorry.
No, go ahead.
No, I'm just going to say I'm jonesing for some mech, and this is going to fill a void for me.
Oh, they're asking for backers?
They're doing so battletechgame.com. You can become a backer. Is this going to be free to play then? Is that game. How this is going to go out? Or?
I don't know. .net, was it?
I believe so.
Battletechgame.net. Nope.
Battletechgame.com. Yeah. I do want to say about, you know, the thing about getting excited at these presentations. It doesn't necessarily mean that if you're not excited, it's not going to be an awesome game. I mean, I'm speaking for myself here, but for example, I was very iffy on Zelda, and it's one of the best games I've ever played.
Yeah, so you
it's just like in this context, there's a certain thing that needs to happen for you to get into it. Either you're already into it and you want to know more, or it impresses you. And there's a certain kind of game that can't really impress you. So if you're not already into it, then, you know, like Mountain Blade.
Mm-hmm. Right, which is up now. Mountain Blade on screen.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Some people are going to go bonkers for this right now.
Yeah.
If you're not into Mountain Blade, it's not going to do it for you.
Mountain Blade's
too hard
good.
For me to say Mountain Blade. My sister.
Mountain Blade. It's really Mountain Blade's pretty good. Those games are good. I'll say this about the PC gaming show that I like. Well, here's the thing I don't like. This happened last year too. The volume for their trailers is about 80% higher than the volume of their stage presentation, and that's killing me. That being said, I like that they focus on what PC gamers typically like. Like, we're almost looking at a future Steam top 10 here. Like, that's kind of what these games look like. And that, if you're catering to that audience, I think that's good. But I always wonder, if Steam wanted to, imagine Valve, if Valve decided to do this, the kind of PC gaming E3 presentation Valve could do based on Steam and then with the money they have to spend on stuff like this would be incredible.
Right.
Like a total PC focus. Now, maybe they look at that and realize, oh, that guy's got arrows and seems to have no problem.
Bannerlord.
He was just great. Yeah, he was doing good. But anyway, I guess I part of me likes just that it's staying with the grassroots of the whole thing.
Right. It's not trying to be something that it isn't for the sake of being popular.
Right.
Some of the tweets up here live. Not all of the tweets.
Hey guys, social media. It's a thing. Twitter really need to pull it together. Put some stuff on Twitter.
We're going to put your tweets up live.
Mm-hmm.
Also, another thing to be appreciated about the PC gaming show, unlike EA, they're not putting up influencers to explain to us what's cool about the games they're showing.
Yeah. Right. That did not influence me at all last time. It was terrible.
I think really no one was impressed.
No, it was bad.
Developers again. Sort of doubling down
on all the stuff that. Which is great. Also, I love they're giving a little service to the developers.
Well, they always do.
Really
they always
shines,
do.
Right?
Yeah, they always
it might
do.
Might not be the best way of, you know, the best thing to comment in a stream like this.
Yeah.
Yep. Yep. Four new factions. Yep. Yep.
I thought there were two big ones. Yep.
Yep.
Talking about.
Three factions. Yep.
Yep. Oh no! A fourth faction coming in.
Three. Yeah. Yeah.
Three so far.
Yeah, Zerg, Protoss, and Terran is the plan. So this is
still Mountain Blade, right?
So, oh no, you know what they're.
Yep. So they're both essentially working towards the same goal in the campaign.
Well, they now have high elves. I guess they.
I don't think this is it. Ties the whole I think they're talking about the next Warhammer game. In the Warhammer world. It's Warhammer. Yeah,
oh my god, it's Warhammer. At some point.
Yeah, this is not the same game.
And we're going to be looking at what is called a quest battle.
Man, Loki looks badass there.
He does look a little like Loki.
We're about to show some footage from a quest battle for Krokgar, who's one of the legendary lords.
Hey, it's Tom Hiddlesworth or whatever.
Weird Pope?
Weird Pope, yeah.
Weird Pope.
You know,
Loki versus Weird Pope.
The old, that old standby Weird Pope from the Warhammer universe.
Right. Can't wait to see what kind of vehicle you drive. It's going to be great.
All right, here
we go. Horse with a bubble on it.
This will be louder because that's how they've been doing it. No, nope. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
That first Warhammer game, the Warhammer Total War game, is pretty good. I enjoyed it. And Warhammer's
Oh, what are they riding?
Those are some kind of big bugalo. I don't know what those are. Frog people.
Except, are we impressed by large groups of things anymore? Does that impress us?
Not in that. I think crowds are impressive still.
Yeah.
When you see, you know, environments with which are actually populated with lots and lots of people doing their things, like the beginning of Anthem yesterday, the Anthem demo, I think, was impressive because it was actually lively in the marketplace.
I agree.
But this, not really.
September 28th.
This used to be a bigger deal. The Total War games were a bigger thing to impress because at the time, having that many objects on a screen doing things at once was a stuttery mess, and they somehow got over that. But nowadays, I on a decently fit PC, I don't know why that would be as impressive as it used to be. Man, they're so much quieter than their video.
Sort of bunch of new content for Warhammer 1. It's a new race pack, in fact.
The guy's got an Andy Cap hat.
He does have an Andy Cap hat. I wonder if he's drunk like Andy Cap. I wonder if he's beating his wife like Andy Cap.
I want to go. Did Andy Cap beat his wife?
Right. So as I mentioned, this.
I'd like to think he did.
Was it implied? I don't remember how that went with Andy Cap.
I don't either. I think he was just a drunk.
Oh, all right. He looks like this guy.
And he makes great hot fries.
I don't remember that at all.
What, hot fries?
Yeah. I wasn't a big Andy Cap fan. I didn't really read that comic very much. Patrick's like, what the hell are you guys even talking about?
Right. I don't want to know.
It was a comic strip in the 80s. It was lame.
Yeah. Oh, even further back in the 80s, but yeah.
Yeah, that's true. I guess that's just when I knew it. Do you think these stools are just, they went down to IKEA, or do you think they just had them there? Like, what do you guys think about these stools?
These stools were, they definitely assembled those right before the show.
Yeah.
They had the same guy who printed those cards out, put those together.
They're called
the, back there with a hex wrench, you know.
They're called the Verdurndurk or something, and they put them together themselves. Right.
Yeah, I posted a link to in the Skype for the hot fries from Andy Cap.
They look good.
He liked to eat those when he was drinking.
Oh, let's take a look here.
Okay. Well, still look good.
So he's on. This really is Andy. This is really Andy Cap on his bar stool, and expecting to get a drink in a minute now.
Oh, big bag of Andy Cap's hot fries. Oh, they just look like. Yeah, those they're probably terrible, right?
Oh, they're delicious. If you like hot fries,
they're like Funyuns.
Right.
How long is the PC gaming show going to be?
4 hours. I don't know.
So far, right. So far, we're in how long? 30 minutes. And you're already asking, are we there yet?
Let's do a quick poll in the chat room. Are you guys enjoying this? Do you think it's cool or not cool?
Well, do you mean... So let's be more specific. Do you like what we're doing...
Well, I don't think that's possible, but I'm talking about the show itself.
Oh, you mean the actual PC gaming show.
The PC show. Yeah, how are they doing?
All right, we got a new video.
Okay, slightly bored.
Oh, it's Kryptarian. He's a good player.
Oh, it's Kryp.
Yeah, Kryp's cool.
Every time I log into Shadowverse, I have an amazing experience. I can play whatever deck type, whatever deck,
Shadowverse
cards. Anything I want to do. And of course,
you guys
make
there's
new
cooler,
cards added to the game, this whole thing gets forwarded, and really the game gets
so why
so
is YouTube
much
not really
richer.
Get involved with that?
And with that, ladies and gentlemen, I give you the worldwide debut of the Wonderland Dreams trailer.
Wonderland Dreams trailer? What? I'm confused. Oh, Shadowverse. Okay, so is this game popular? I don't follow the CCGs, but I like them sometimes.
I don't think it is. This looks like Kryp being paid to... Maybe he enjoys the game, but it's a promo. It's a paid promo, so...
And wishes give birth to legends grand. All right. Some nice After Effects work going.
Kind of going to Alice in Wonderland kind of fairy tale.
I don't know. There's boobies. Within this
book, all there's a kind of...
Some anime bullshit going on.
So is some anime Grimm's Fairy Tales kind of.
I guess so. That's where the three little pigs.
Again, I was going to say this looks like a mobile game, but it probably is. So,
courage is
key. No, this is all fairy tales, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Hence the Wonderland name.
But Shadowverse is a
must be an expansion.
So I ask you. So far, I don't know what this game is.
It's a trading card.
Wonderland Dreams. Hey, you would assume so. Off with her head.
Oh, it is an expansion coming to Shadowverse. That's the deal. I never played Shadowverse.
That makes sense.
Thank you, Cygames, and thank you, Crip. As you know, technology is an extremely important.
Thank you, Crips. See you next time, Bloods.
Yo, Crip. What up?
What's the name of the expansion again? I'm taking notes.
Wonderland.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, Wonderland what? Intel. It's Doug Wonderland.
Wonderland Extreme.
Your body is a wonderland. I don't know. I'm glad you're taking notes, Patrick. So when we talk tomorrow, we're not completely.
Yeah. I've been taking notes since the beginning of time. Well, the beginning of the thing.
I would just like to illustrate how much taller I am than you. We've been sitting down until this point.
Hey, yeah, no kidding.
Good morning, everyone. I am very excited to be here.
And are you, though?
I'm excited to talk to the PC gaming community about all the announcements we made this morning from Intel.
You like to book a trip on Trivago.
Oh, it's Intel again. Here's a commercial bit. I hate the commercials.
Come on, stop being so negative, says the guy who's been negative on everything since the beginning.
I'm actually excited about the new i9 chip. I wish they would tell us a little more about it, really.
Well,
for real.
They might.
Wonderland Dreams. There you go.
Wonderland Dreams.
Even more amazing. And why?
Intel.
Because of you.
Saying they are awesome. See, I'm taking all the notes. Broadcast.
You are the ones we will pretend that AMD was not standing where I was 1 year ago. Our chief competition. You
have that if it's 5 minutes, it's fine.
It is. Agreed.
He's pushing buttons and making a whole presentation. I don't know, man.
And social environment. Young, old, male, female, tech, non-tech. Millions of people getting
that's everybody
cisgender
each other,
he's got it covered.
Give us all the variations of everybody.
Now it starts at Intel with amazing hardware technology. We've talked about the launch we had.
Yeah I want to know nanometers. Give me the nanometers.
It's not gonna happen.
Now you gaming enthusiasts,
no, not here. 7X. If they were
overclocking,
if they were doing smaller thingies, how's it called in English?
Thingies,
smaller thingies.
the CPU transistors.
Oh,
if
going
thinner, it's not here. They would announce.
Yeah,
right. Oh, he's not announcing anything. This is
just saying we're awesome. People,
yeah.
Less time waiting, more time creating. Creating that amazing content.
Creating.
I work with over a million gaming developers to ensure they take.
A million gaming developers.
Also,
he works
by myself personally.
What's a gaming developer? He means games developers, not gaming developer.
Developer that develops games.
Gaming developer? That's not the right way to say that.
Ooh, okay, I can entertain you. All right, look at my video.
I can.
I have this thing. Look, ooh, no more light. Now, ooh, so much light. Now, a little bit of light.
That is entertaining. Yeah.
Patrick is manipulating the sun.
And this is just an example of some of the titles we work with. I'm sure you recognize.
There we go.
That was
good, right?
These are just a few.
Okay, here's the AAA titles they're working with. Some Destiny 2, some, I can't read, that's too small, Star Trek, Sunshine, Titanfall 2, Overwatch. Let's face it, I mean, it's Intel. I mean, it's pretty much got to support everything, like, right? I've never gotten a game and said, oh, it doesn't support Intel.
Yeah. I couldn't be more excited. Their entire architecture has been the standard for 50 years or whatever it's been. 30, 20 years, whatever. To the PC.
Oh, yes, they're helping bring Destiny 2 to the PC.
Oh, okay.
No, that's they're not. Kind of cool. No, they're not.
That experience is absolutely.
No, you don't know. Maybe they're working with Bungie.
They're not.
No. Why not?
I guarantee you.
That is the kind
of
high-level relationship they could be doing.
Doing what, though? What are they doing for him?
Helping them make sure it runs as well as possible on the latest devices. It could
they're helping. They're going, send us a copy. We'll try it out and see what we think.
I think somebody went to lunch somewhere.
Thank you. I'm honored to be here.
So you
wow, if he's taller than that guy and the other guy was taller than him, are we kind of like going like through like a Russian doll kind of thing?
Yeah,
here?
They're stacking Russian dolls.
Hundreds of raids completions. Yeah. I've built my community around Destiny on Twitch and
Tefty
Tef. Oh, it's a Twitch streamer.
Oh, come on, we said no influencers.
I know a lot about Destiny and I play a lot of it.
That's great. And so when you play it, you experience.
That's great. All right. So when you play, do you feel how much better it is on a Intel device?
Yeah. Can you tell how hot your little chip is?
Everybody knows it's not really out on PC yet, but so I've been playing it on my PS4, which runs on an AMD device, actually. So do you want me to talk about that? So we're going to move on to another influencer.
These guys are boring me so bad. I'm bringing in my stool on my standing desk. That's pretty.
Oh, are you pulling up your stool?
Pulling up my stool for my standing desk. That's pretty bad.
Brian, you're not going to be glad you took today off and tell Ubisoft, because this isn't going to do it for you, probably. This is going to make us all feel bad.
Well, I mean, this is just the weird tasting appetizer, and Ubisoft is going to be the nice entree. Actually, okay, here's something interesting that is vaguely related since we started talking about food. Why do you call your main courses entrees?
Because it's a French word.
Entree is a starter.
It's a French word. Right. Oh, is it?
Yes.
I didn't know.
Entree is a starter.
You're right. Why is that?
Well, we don't actually get really started with our meals until dessert. So, right.
Then it makes sense.
Right. Entree is just the thing you have to eat before your dessert gets there.
All right.
I had no idea. That's something I hadn't thought about until Patrick brought it up. I can't wait to run
it out. Mm-hmm. That's a good point.
Yeah, always bothers me.
Do you think he gets Andy Cap hot fries stuck in his beard? Do you think that's something that happens, a problem for him, perhaps?
I think it's his destiny to get hot fries caught in his beard. Get it?
I think so, too.
I've got this little controller, and it's going to do things. Nothing says it like
that. All right, so it's not gosh. Having exited the corporate world, this kind of talk makes me sick. I hate it.
The independent developers. I was never really in the corporate world. Properties
that they've developed. Yeah,
my only
PR.
Experience with corporate world was Blizzard Entertainment.
Yeah, but the PR world is kind of
like
that.
That's not true, actually.
Oh, what was your other thing? Cheese and wine?
Oh, I was working in a giant computer.
Okay, so they're actually talking, right? So they have a level up contest. So what is this exactly?
Garbage.
It's incentive for
compelling content. Like Tim Schafer. Yes, Tim level Shaver's up contest, is it contest. Like, so they're working with Green Man Gaming, Unreal, and Razer.
I encourage you to participate. Right. It's a great event. It's a great opportunity for independent developers to get involved.
He just said that Tim Schafer's entering the contest. Well, then why would I want to fight that?
He should have really opened with that, because that's pretty cool. If you go to software.intel.com, there is a level up game development contest. And currently it is closed for entries. So good luck.
But what is it? So you develop a game, you submit it to Intel, and they might
publish it or something, yeah. Support
right.
It. They want you to be the next big thing. Reality,
this is your opportunity. You could win thousands in cash. Thousands. And industry recognition.
You could be a thousandaire?
Well,
you could.
If you're a game developer and you leveling up means getting thousands of dollars, I'm not very confident about your business plan.
Yeah.
Ooh, VR, immersive experiences. Uh-huh. You're going to be immersed.
Yeah.
Intel is now the global technology provider for esports for ESL.
That's great. Esports kids. I thought we'd hear more of that.
The kid's making a poo face. The latest technology
we use for when I think esports, you know what I think? I think, wow, I wonder what CPU powers that machine they're playing on.
Right, right.
Yeah, every time. I can't think of a time where I haven't asked that question. Always comes up. Ooh, Grand
All right,
Slam.
We're
talking
10 minutes
about
into the Intel thing.
Yeah, Patrick, you thought I was negative.
I'm going to go over to Scott's side and start, I'm shimmying over next to you, and I'm going to start bitching about this.
Oh, finally.
Yeah.
Please, give us some bitch, please.
Yeah. Intel Grand
Slam series. They have a lot of code words I'm having to look up.
Well,
I haven't...
They own ESL, so that's their league, or they have some ownership in it.
They don't own ESL, do they?
I thought Intel did. Am I got that wrong? I might have that wrong.
Well, they just said they're the maybe they own some of it, right. I guess, but
ESL.
They just announced they have
So developers, if you win Intel's contest, you may get up to $5,000. If you're an esports person, you may get $1 million prize for CS:GO.
Uh-huh.
So the story is, play games, don't make them.
Yeah.
No, seriously, it can't be $5,000. Is it?
It is. Yeah, yes, let's see. Right, some of the prizes, 5,000 US cash prize, your very own AIDS.
But it's not for developers,
marketing.
Then. It must be like Double Fine, like Tim Schafer must be in the jury or something like that.
Yeah.
Like it must be for aspiring developers who want to showcase some of their work. And it can't be $5,000 for developers like trying
for
to sell
you.
A game.
Right, but then they that's a cash prize. And then they actually give you a $12,000 package. Of awesome? to distribute
hardware?
You and get you out there right now. So I think it actually that's digital marketing creative packages valued at. Yeah, this is not the.
This is for super indies, like dude in his bedroom doing stuff.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Hey,
you need
by
a summer
the way,
job? Here's some money.
Here's some follow up on the ESL thing. They were originally called the Electronic Sports League, shortened ESL. They are a worldwide company owned by a Cologne-based company called Deutsche Kalinga.
Okay, yeah,
is
I felt
money dangler. What is that?
But they also there's some ownership by Turtle, like the Turtle Beach people have some ownership or something. But no Intel. I had that wrong. I was thinking of something else.
Intel VR Challenge retweet to win.
You'll have a chance to win one.
The
of these
second
prize
is an Oculus Rift. The grand prize is an Oculus Rift with some kind of weird TV module.
So I'm getting that Intel likes to give away money.
Moderately priced things.
Yeah. Moderately priced things.
Yeah.
It's weird for like the giant corporation that is Intel to say, second prize, an Oculus Rift. Third prize, a laptop PC.
Yeah.
It's cool and everything. I'm not, but it just feels weird.
It is weird.
Wow. But if you're interested in entering contests, go to Intel's website. Holy Moses.
You might even win as much as $5,000.
I'll be back in a minute. So, Sean?
Oh no!
We'll be back in a minute. Don't
we'll
come back.
Back in a minute.
We're good.
Minute.
Just, we're good. Thank you.
Someone close the restroom's doors when he's in it.
For sponsoring this event. Keep in mind, if you look at the time, we're not even halfway done.
Oh, good lord! You had to tell us that.
Thanks for telling us that I'm halfway done.
Oh, not even halfway. He said.
Guys, oh my God! This was half of it. Oh my God.
Okay, so
I don't know if I'm gonna make it to the end.
I don't know if I can either.
The future of Battlegrounds. A new game from Clay Entertainment.
That's all that's coming
so
up.
So that's what's coming up? No, I think it's just a couple of
hour and a half
game that. Up in the mezzanine with Sonya. How's it going, Sonya?
Thank you,
what?
Sean.
Why did he say that name?
I want to be friends with Superman.
About it, and luckily I've got the perfect person to talk to today. I am joined by Felix Kramer.
She's got a shit-eating grin like nobody's business.
Yeah. Give me some shit.
What does she know?
Give me some shit.
Some secretive tweets from the Dicey.
You got it. Come on, give me it.
Do you want to talk about that?
Well, you're exactly right. We were known as Secret Legend, but today we're announcing our new name, Tunic. So you can head to tunicgame.com to find out more about that. And we're announcing that we're pairing with publisher Finji. You may know
oh my gosh. Hey, I'm going to get some water.
Know,
enjoy yourselves for a minute. I'm getting some water.
Sure. So let's talk about Scott.
I would rather talk about Scott than keep talking about this thing.
Let's do it.
What do you think about that?
They just made an announcement that a company that pretty much no one knows is changing their name.
Right.
That is
before the name was Secret something, so you weren't supposed to know anyway, right?
Secret Legend. I'm gonna write it down. Secret Legend is changing their name to Tunic, like Tunic, like a garment.
I guess. I didn't see it anywhere though when I looked it up. All I saw was
G! !
Now this game looks pretty fun. It's another Fox game, so Foxes are very popular this year.
It's cute. It looks nice, actually.
It's one of the cuter of the Fox games I've seen so far. Yeah. It actually looks like I might would be interested in playing this. So Tunic, you're right. It is spelled just like the garment.
Okay. And
she's
I
got
have
foxes
no,
on her scarf. I get it.
Oh, okay. It's.
Thank you, Sonya. Now
here's our next. Here's what this makes me think of. It's right. A PR person's paradise because they can actually get their shitty PR press releases that no one wants to talk about, like front and center at this thing, because they have no one that wants to participate. This is really harsh what I'm saying, but getting in and announcing, like making.
That's already got fingered? Go ahead.
Yeah.
Announcing that you're. This is Battleground, Players Unknown. It's the guy. And now making half your announcement that you're changing your company's name means that, you know, they don't have anything else to talk about.
Let's put it this way. The name change is so new, I can't even find them by Googling them, being very specific with Tunic Games.
Did I miss anything good?
Oh yeah, Player Battlegrounds is here.
So Secret Legend, you know that company, Secret Legend?
Yeah.
They're changing their name to Tunic.
Oh my gosh, finally.
Yeah.
Okay.
Apparently today.
I was like, oh my god.
What the crap? Really? Is that a thing?
You can't find them anywhere.
It was 1 minute of an announcement, and then they showed a Fox game. Which titillated Brian.
Ooh, climbing.
I was very excited.
Okay, this is actually a big deal as I play PUBG and this I want to climb on things.
Yeah. So our content program.
Okay, so maybe. Right, so now you can climb on things. That's the update.
Yeah, it totally is.
Yeah.
You got to understand, vaulting and climbing is a problem in that game. It's a big issue.
Yeah, vaulting.
But this is a weird thing to have on stage.
It's kind of the best presentation we've seen so far, though. I'm actually fascinated. It has different animations
for you. Oh, me jumping.
I'm taking notes, Scott.
When
I'm taking notes.
Tom Green. One of my
favorite actors.
I swear.
I really hope we're going to talk about all of that vaulting and climbing when we summarize the conference.
Oh, I figure our combo tomorrow is going to be all vaulting and climbing the entire time.
Right.
Excellent.
This is definitely the best part of this presentation. If all of us had been like this, I think it would have been pretty excited. Very charismatic. Are you eating hot fries? What is that?
They might be potato chips.
I will go to McDonald's after this is done, and I will order a chicken McNuggets menu and eat the fries and nuggets.
All right.
What about a shamrock shake?
Well, you know how to party.
Is it past time for that?
Not in France. There's always a shamrock shake.
I think you're confusing us with Ireland.
I'm not drinking your green shake.
Oh my gosh. The Irish and their green shakes.
So since we talked about food already a little bit, let me tell you, McDonald's in your country is kind of disgusting.
Yeah, they do better over there.
Plus we call it McDonald's.
McDonald's.
Yeah, no, you guys, listen, European and Asian McDonald's franchises, way better than here. I agree.
Yeah. I didn't understand why people were, when I told them, oh, yeah, I love getting McDonald's every once in a while, they were like, oh, ooh, That's an excellent rendition of the reactions
is,
I was getting.
Really
until you had it here, right? And then you were
until
like,
I had one in your stupid country. How come you can't eat McDonald's? Honestly, America... That can't make McDonald's taste good. What is the world coming to?
It's a good point.
You need to watch several documentaries on McDonald's. I'll send them to you. Learn more about why McDonald's sucks.
I don't want to. This is going to make me not want to eat McDonald's anymore, and I love eating McDonald's.
It's great.
I think Professor Lupin, I mean, Tom Green, I mean, the guy on stage is doing great.
We're actually following a show. What is he talking about?
Player Unknown's Battlegrounds Vaulting. By Blue
Ball. No, that I know, but like I left my interest wandered after vaulting and jumping over stuff.
Because at the moment the servers aren't performing the best they could. But you know, so
this fella's from Ireland, is he?
Fine performance, and we improved that broadly for a lot of people. And this month it's on server, so
listen.
I think he gets tired of talking about his game. It's like, I do other things, you know.
We'll get those servers so they're more stable.
I play the clarinet,
right? I play the French horn.
Now they're going to take you. He sounds like it's Liam Neeson over there.
Thank you, everyone.
Oh, damn! We missed all of it.
As we that was actually pretty good.
The next game, we're going to head to the mezzanine with Sonya for a little bit of a giveaway.
Thank you, Sean. Sean is pretty cool, right?
Intel's now going to give away processors. They'll be throwing them at the audience from the mezzanine.
For a value of $350 each.
There's a lot of sevens in there, and it's going to be running a NVIDIA GTX 1080.
We're throwing PCs from the mezzanine. Look out below!
Wow. Even mentioning a GTX 1080 on a show that used to be all AMD is weird to hear.
Right, right.
Thank you, Sonya. And I am pretty cool, right? Jesus, thanks, audience.
I think the audience was asleep.
Exact time and date. Everybody's on their phone right now. You know that, right?
We still have all sorts of great stuff in store for you.
We're not seeing the audience. From PC Gaming, that is not a good sign.
Well, there's like 15 people.
Probably.
And I'm joined by creative director
Bill Monk. Pleasure to have you, Bill.
Hey, thanks for having me, man.
Good to have you back.
Thank you.
As always.
All right.
All right, who's Bill Monk?
Congratulations on the recent release of Rising Storm 2.
Rising Storm 2.
It's a realism FPS. We just released it 2 weeks
ago. Hey, he's got the same hat as the other guy had on.
Positive. He does. They're sharing.
You think they just swapped it as he walked out?
No, I actually think Intel is giving these away in the back.
Be sure to check out the Trello boards.
Unlike me, they had a hat handy when they had, you know,
stay tuned.
Pillow hair. I mean, I know how do you call it?
Old pillow hair, they call them.
Pat hair? Pat head?
Pat head. Head.
Yeah, I don't know. Look at this. It's terrible.
Incursion, the VR killing floor. How's that been going?
Oh, that's been going awesome. You know, Incursion is one of the...
This is reminding me why I don't like...
...come out for VR. Learned a lot. And we're really, really excited.
I don't like scary games in VR. I don't like it.
I think it's the most natural of all the games. Oh my god, that is scary.
I don't like it.
And we're really excited to release it.
Oh no, thank you.
I'm excited. I want to do it. I that's my favorite go-to when I'm playing VR stuff.
I hate it, scary games.
What's the name of this game?
Killing
this
Floor.
This is Incursion. Killing Floor.
It's like a survival-y kind of VR thing.
Mm-hmm. So, you know, when we released Killing Floor 1, one of the things that really put us on the map was our time
Right.
So they're co-sponsoring this event and talking a great deal.
Right.
Oh my gosh. All right. So, Patrick, prediction. You think at the end of this there's like some big blizzards here to show off a blah, blah, blah.
I don't think so because of the quality of the show up to now.
Yeah.
Blizzard would have demanded to know exactly what's happening and to make sure that
this isn't going to work for us. No.
Yeah, the first one is not, you know, they don't want to repeat what happened in the first show. So I'm going to say no.
All right. Some kind of
I'm kind of digging what they got going on here, though.
Yeah, yeah, it's really good looking. It's weird and it's, yeah.
That bearded lady is awesome. The little nubs.
It's awful, dude.
Pukey the clown. The monkey. These are great looking. I am liking this genre. I am glad they're going this route instead of another like Fable kind of thing, which we've seen a lot of.
I mean, this is Tripwire. Tripwire only does gross stuff. That's their deal. They're all metal. Every game they make is basically heavy metal music edition or game edition.
Yeah.
Is that a pig man?
Buzz. That is a lot of blood.
Alright, so this is just straight up an expansion of Killing Floor 2.
Right.
Which has
and I'm
really,
smiling the whole time.
No, that's cool. They have really cool blood effects and guts and stuff.
No, I'm done. This is a horror show. I'm getting out of here. If you can hear this, run!
Now, see, if they had this kind of energy the whole show for the PC show, that would be the summer sideshow, Killing Floor 2.
Yeah, it's DLC.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, and listen, the crowd woke up.
There's some great humor in this.
Oh, yeah, I mean, events are definitely the most fun to work on. I mean, it's just, we can just go crazy and go goofy. You know, we got clowns.
You got the monkey clowns. That bangs the cymbal with chainsaws.
Yo, we got clowns, son.
I mean, ladies, you know, we got it all.
Okay, so this is a seasonal event. This is basically an event for a game, which, cool, but it's not an expansion or like,
no.
Very poor show. And
we're only halfway through.
Well, I hope we're more than halfway through now.
I bet we're not.
We also have mini games. I don't know if I'm going to be doing the PC Gamer show next year.
Yeah.
We also got two new weapons that were introduced.
And, we're going to have this a sampling next year. First 15 minutes.
You know, everyone else has abandoned PC Gaming Show. Everyone who comments, I've seen, like, you know, all the websites that do comments, and they're not really doing it for the PC Gaming Show.
No.
We're suffering for you, people.
Even AMD bailed. Like, we're out. We're done.
I'm like little, like, midget zeds. Which is really
what is the problem?
Intel showed up and they were like, all right, we have like a couple hundred bucks. Does that work for you? Yes. Okay, we'll take 20 minutes in the middle of the show.
That guy just said midget.
So what is it?
He's going to get in trouble.
What does it just say for developers? I mean, is this what's the weak link here?
There's nothing. It doesn't say anything bad. Here's what it says. It says that I think what it says is that because the fact that PC gaming and PC development is a big fractured mess anyway is one of the great things about it. So there is no central thing. This most central thing you have is Steam. And outside of Valve deciding to take it on their shoulders to be the spokesperson at E3 for this sort of stuff, I think it's just too diverse. It's like, it makes sense for Microsoft. They control their ecosystem. It makes sense for Sony. They control their ecosystem. But the PC thing isn't controlled. It's everywhere. It's spread every place.
There's like 6-7 giant press conferences in 3 days. Anything worth anything is going to make a deal with one of the other avenues, you know, conferences to be showcased there. So they're, you know, left with the scraps. Yeah. That's it.
How hard would it be to have EA come in while they're there? Well, come on, EA. You're already here.
Yeah, but they have their conference already.
They have their own conference, and even that conference wasn't all that great. So if you take the rejects from that, you're not left with something amazing.
Yeah, but even then, it would just be them saying, yeah, the PC version of Battlefield 2 could be great. All right, or Battlefront 2 will be great, and then they walk off. Like, there's not much to say. I think PC gamers care in this way. Like, this is a console focused event. PC gamers get their groove on all year with lots of things. I don't know.
So esports, why not just fill it full of esports? I mean, there's money there, right?
Yeah, but I think esports is a cross section, just a section of the PC audience. And if it was esports focused, you would get less people to watch.
Yeah, I agree.
Interesting.
With that.
You think so?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
But esports such a watchers market, though. I mean,
it is. But they're not. But they're already watching their own things. They're not watching this. Yeah, they're watching.
I mean, go to Twitch now. I'm sure there are esports stuff happening right now.
Yeah. If you're into League of Legends, I guarantee you're not watching this.
Yeah.
Ooh, what's this?
Oh, the Forza. Dirt.
Oh, so here's Microsoft doing their thing.
They did show Microsoft
the same footage we saw yesterday.
Same as yesterday.
I hope so.
It's the same.
Yeah. See, that's the problem.
In case you missed it,
here's our sloppy, sloppy seconds. Here you go.
Yeah. I mean, maybe somebody hates, you know, the console market, and they didn't get to see it.
Well, they'll definitely hate it more when they see this and find out.
Well, wait till they see this.
I mean,
this
I don't know.
The footage is actually from the Xbox.
Well, and you could argue maybe the footage we saw at the Xbox conference was from a PC, so who knows. But the way I look at it is PC, the fact that it's actually a sign that PC culture has grown, that they even give it a show at all. Like, this wouldn't have existed even in great days in the past with the PC. And it doesn't mean the PC's suffering or having a problem. It's not. It's at an all-time high right now. It's just that it's a different crowd. They don't buy into this.
It's a fractured market. You don't have to be.
Plus, they don't buy into this hype. They don't believe this stuff. Like, when somebody gets up and goes, "We're bringing to you the most," and PC gamers just go, "Dude, get off the screen. I need to play Battlegrounds." Like,
I'm going to play a little what if. What if, for some reason, Mac was ever able to catch on, Apple was able to have a great gamers exclusive market?
Would we see something totally different? We're talking super science fiction now.
Right. That's what I'm talking, super science fiction here.
What do you mean with
this? There'd be that.
Well,
no.
I mean,
the answer is no. Like, they would have their Apple conferences and they'll show their games
Apple
off.
Apple would have their events. I mean, it's conceivable that Apple would make a game-focused appearance at E3 if they were big on gaming, I guess, maybe. But, you know, Microsoft is doing it, and yes, it's console-focused, but not only.
Mm-hmm. Look at my items, Apple.
Who's this guy?
Look at it. Look at my Adam's apple.
Pirate game? What pirate game?
Basically, it's Pirates of the Caribbean.
Sea of Thieves.
What are some of the things that you're showcasing here at E3?
I'm tired.
Sea of Thieves isn't going to be on PC, is it? New features
like riddle maps. Well, it looks like evidently, yes.
Oh, is that what this is?
A common pirate pastime.
It's what it looks like.
This already unimpressed me yesterday.
You unimpressed me yesterday. Why try again today?
I really wasn't impressed. I wanted to be. I wanted to like what I saw here, but I didn't. I like that water. Give that water a...
I think Patrick summed it up pretty good yesterday, talking about, you know, what's the point? What is really the point of this game?
But you don't get it. You're hanging out with your friends and exploring the seas and fighting other people.
And you can play it on Facebook.
And you can dig. Look how they're digging in the dirt.
Yeah, you can have a compass and find directions to things. That's pretty fun. So it's not a port from one device. Patrick is getting tired.
I'm getting very close to being sweary.
All right, so I'm going to learn about the game. I'm on seaofthieves.com. I'm going to give it just a second.
This is the footage we saw yesterday. I can't believe they're showing footage from yesterday's conference again.
I think that's the only way they agree to be here, because they say, well, what do we have to do if we're on your PC gaming show? Well, just come talk to us for a minute. Okay, we'll send our third-tier dude no one knows and footage from yesterday. Is that okay? Yeah, we'll take whatever. I mean, that's the negotiation.
What kind of things can I do in the game? Well, we've received countless questions about what else can be done in the game. Cover everything from, oh my God, you're not even going to tell me here, are you? Not even an FAQ. Right now, we don't have any more details to share beyond what we've shown in our technical alpha updates and trailers.
Right, so right now, we don't have any details. Oh,
even
look,
we don't
a child
know.
On stage.
Okay, what's this? Who's this?
Oh.
Tim Sorrett, creative director at Odd Tales Raw Fury. Classics like Another World flashback. Hey Patrick,
oh,
you're gonna have to train.
What's he saying?
Yeah, what's he saying?
What's he saying? Microsoft
yesterday. This is the guy. No, hold on. This is the guy that's in trouble. Obviously super
happy with the trailer reception. Oh, it's the last night, right? It's the guy who was super Gamergate-y on Twitter.
Yeah, and people are all mad about it. I don't know if this is him. But.
So. I think it is. Now his face reminds me of something. The last night is that incredible pixel-y looking. My God.
Like Blade Runner looking.
Thank you. Blade Runner style. Yeah. Thing, which blew everyone away at Microsoft's conference. And, would you look at that? It's the same footage.
It's the exact same footage. Look at job that you could
possibly imagine. Shocking, guys. Absolutely. Including. By the way, remember this was me yesterday saying, oh, this won't be an Xbox exclusive. It's a freaking launch exclusive.
Yeah, person who was also excited about the booth.
Now, that looks so cool. This world, this must give a kind of
sense of existential. What's the name of that thing again? The Last Night?
Last night.
The Last Night, right?
Is it just The Last Night? What is it
like? I think it's The Last Night.
The Last Night.
So, you know, in a world where...
Because it's not... It changes the meaning. Yeah. If it's last night, it might be that regrettable experience you had with that lady you met at the bar. And the last night takes on an entirely different
meaning. Very definitive.
Yeah, and I can see, you know, obviously there's the futuristic lighting and the visuals, but there's also...
And there's the cat boutique.
This art style is amazing. I mean, all of these assets are in 2D, but it has so many modern effects. How did you even think of this?
So it all comes down
with our minds,
with our French brain.
Thanks for asking.
I mean, it is stunning. I'm not quite
let's
ready to
listen
it.
To what he has to say. Maybe we will be enlightened.
Yeah.
Right. You know, and we've talked a little bit about where we are, about the art style. Who are you? Who do you play as in The Last Night?
Yeah. So the character you get to play is a young idealist, I would say.
Yeah.
And because of a childhood accident, he cannot enjoy the same gamified. And everybody else.
Right.
So because of that, you know, he wants to change the world. And
you want to have like an impact and a meaning.
Yeah, absolutely. So on his way to do that, he's going to some questionable characters you have to trust or not on your way.
This guy's French as hell, dude.
What are the things that, if I'm the player, what do I do the last night?
We took inspiration from some classic genre like point and click and adventure games. Yeah. But so you get, you know, to solve puzzles and dialogues, of course. But we added a real-time component.
Real-time in what sort of sense? What makes it a real-time puzzle?
It means that, you know, while you are busy breaking in an apartment, for instance, all the simulation is still happening around you. So police come around, you know, and you have to be careful about that.
So in a sense, like, if I tried to break into the apartment at night, the police might be on patrol at that time, but if I came in the morning, there might be no police,
yes.
But the resident might be home.
Absolutely, yeah. So that means that, you know,
Sean Plott knows everything that the guy is trying to say and is helping him a lot.
Right. He's doing really well.
Like I
originally,
do with you,
a small Flash game made in 6 days, which won the Cyberpunk Jam. You can play the original draft for free of this game if you go to their website.
I don't want that game. I want this game. That Flash one sounds bad. I want this.
Just walk away in the middle of it.
Oh, look at that.
Yeah, they will remember it.
They'll remember, like 2 days later, they'll be angry.
Yeah, yeah.
That's
a beautiful, I mean, I, you know, we may find out the creator, and I don't know if this is even him, but the Gamergate guy is a total douche. I don't know, but...
He didn't seem like a total douche. He seemed a little bit, I don't know. I mean, I'm not, whatever.
I know what you're saying.
You know how sensitive I am to these kinds of things,
yeah.
And I'm not super bothered by what I saw. So,
yeah.
I could have used some more of that. He did go into a little more detail about the game.
Yeah.
As a PC gamer, I really appreciate what they did there.
Yeah, because this is a new thing, and we're not sure exactly what is happening in that game. So,
right.
That, yeah.
Let's look at the next title from Bohemia.
Here's your Bohemia game. Is this Argo?
It was the mother
probably.
Of all storms.
No? Nope.
Somehow I just knew everything was going to be...
Maybe. No.
No.
What is this? But it's by the same people.
Being stranded on a desert island is a lot of fun.
Nah.
You get
no, this is the pirate game I want to play.
It's some survival game. There's a million of these.
You get in shape. And you learn how to craft.
Oh, yeah. I don't hate survival games, but I don't love them.
It won't take long before you call that place.
So I'm not really into
this,
these, but it's
right.
Well, that's just
if this had a compelling story, I might would play. But it had to have a really compelling story and kind of take me along.
Ooh, there's cowboy stuff. All right, wait.
The game mechanic itself is just not that fantastic.
Kind of Minecrafty,
Laura Croft.
Make your own adventure business.
Right.
Well, here we are, medieval now.
Is that a goat?
Yep. Okay, here's a car racing.
Oh, now
goat
that is
catapult.
Cool.
Goatapult.
And now they're in Paris.
It's interesting. Lands.
Explore your
I guess we thought we knew what it was going to be, and then it transformed into something else.
I think it's still just
Wyland.
It's just makeshift and run around in it.
Talk about islands as the creative director
oh.
of Bohemia.
Oh, well, I get it, because with a Y. Yeah. Y-lands. But it's Islands. Cute.
What kind of game is Islands?
Okay, so Islands is a sandbox game about survival and exploration. But at the same time, in Islands, you can create your own games, your own adventures, just like the ones we've shown in the video. Yeah. Actually, Islands stands for your lands that you create where you make.
And my land is your land.
Their water is cool. Like even though it's really polygonal, it's rad looking.
Building a structure, but you're trying to build an experience.
Yes, exactly.
And I have to ask, given the fact that the style of it contrasts so sharply with Arma and DayZ, what is it about Islands that still makes it a Bohemia game?
Yeah, we get this a lot, but actually, beneath the surface, there are...
We get this question so much that...
...make up a Bohemia game.
You're asking me again now.
...and finding out how things work, about creativity and imagination.
So it looks like, terrain deformation.
We're trying to create a platform to
connect a little propeller each other. Yeah.
When
backpack.
Online or when they create something new.
I mean, I know this is a huge genre. I'm not besmirching it at all. I just don't like. I just don't play. I don't know. I've tried many of them, and I never have long term fun with them.
Arma learned from DayZ and brought to modding in Island.
Well, we have.
Oh wow! Right now, you can get it for $10 on Steam.
Oh, this is out.
Oh really?
Yeah.
I assume that it was just
it's early access.
Now we would like players to be able to
look it up.
Prototype their creations.
This seems very, 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 very ambitious for $10.
It really does.
Open and modify existing games, ones that we created or ones that other players.
Okay, so once it comes out, so you can buy it now, early access.
Some scenarios in the initial trailer.
About half the final price. So it's going to be $20 eventually, but $10 for now.
That is interesting. Yeah, it's only pre-order right now. There's no. The launch isn't till summer. It says summer of 2017.
Just,
so
some random multiplayer game.
But it will be $20 when it finally launches.
Guys, initially there were three. I think
or $4.99 2 weeks after, whichever comes first.
They are trying to get some kind of treasure, and they are setting their cliffs.
I mean, I want to ask about.
I mean, it's Minecrafty.
Here at E3.
It is.
Yeah, it's a weird Minecraft. Look, DayZ populous mix.
Mm-hmm. Well, we'll be showing some of the games that we created with the Islands game editor, but at the same time, we'll be showing how they can use
an editor
to create those games.
That's awesome. And I mean,
it is very ambitious, though.
Play right now, is that right?
Yeah, actually, they can already play the alpha version of the game.
I don't know. I feel like I've seen this somewhere.
Our Bohemia Incubator program.
But I don't just mean Minecraft. I mean, like, there's other games.
And later this year, we are
I don't know if I'm seeing anything here where I'm like, oh, it's awesome. Way more ambitious. It seems about on par.
We're good. You can remember that. So I want to say, Alish, thank you so much for coming out to
Thanks
talk about Islands.
Us.
It's been a pleasure. And, of course...
I love it.
To come up with some total nonsense when I sit down to play. Our next world exclusive is going to be up in the mezzanine with Sonya.
Oh.
Thank you, Sean.
Next
Sonya.
World exclusive. That means we've already had a few.
World exclusive,
or at least one.
From developers Clay. You might recognize
I love these guys.
Like Don't Starve or Don't Starve Together for lonely folk like myself.
Oh, Don't Starve
and
stuff,
last
yeah.
The PC gaming show, they actually
yeah, but those are my least favorite games of theirs.
Game, Oxygen Not Included.
I like all their other
this
games.
Year, they are back. And they are back with a
Invisible
bang.
Ink was
and
my one of
so
my favorite games.
Excited to reveal forever. Their upcoming sci-fi RPG game. It is called Griffland.
Oh, look at this. I love Klee.
Looks pretty cool.
They have a great art style to everything they do.
This harkens back to some 70s artwork here.
Yeah, very, who did Lord of the Rings?
Heavy metal. Yeah, that too. Yeah, Basky.
Yeah, Basky. All in. They never let me down. Every game they make is so much fun. I don't, except Don't Starve sucks, but that's just because I don't like survival games.
Yeah. Doesn't suck.
I just don't like survival games at all. I hate them.
What's the gameplay here?
Looks like
turn-based
RPG.
Combat?
Yeah. Which I'm a fan of. Do it right and I like it.
Yeah, it looks like there's a lot more storytelling in this one.
Oh yeah, I'm day one purchase for
Grifflands. Buy, negotiation, cheat, explore, steal, profit. Late 2017, early 2018, possibly. Now, next title is an
interesting one because I'm not that's super exciting. Many VR okay, that's my thing show. That's my thing of this otherwise dreary thing was the, and I that was reveal. Immediately
hooked, so I can't wait to talk about it with the creative director from Ready at Dawn. It's Rue Virasuria to talk about Lone Echo. Welcome, Rue.
Thank you.
Good
for
to have
me.
You here. Now,
this Rue, audience yeah. sucks.
I've gotten the chance right. to play Lone Echo, but a lot of
we still doing it.
Ready at Dawn. Ready at Dawn. It's they're big.
What is this?
Not sure what Lone Echo is.
He's a very handsome man.
A mining station in the Rings of Saturn, and basically in the game, you're allowed to move. Basically, you know.
I think my crotch really, moved.
You can interact with everything inside the environment.
And move it back.
Yeah, I'm moving it back. That you can,
they've sucked the energy out of me.
Yeah.
This was right. thing that oh, was that, so
that's kind of cool.
You stand still
oh. VR deal.
Arms to grab
is it VR?
In the yeah. environment to push and pull yourself around.
Sure looks like.
It was really amazing to move that way. I've never seen this.
Exactly. I mean, that's basically where
I'm not convinced it's VR yet.
We built the mechanics.
Well, it may not be. The way the head so movement's the happening feels very...
Right.
ISS, space station astronauts, you know, moving around. And we just basically made this motion that allows you to navigate using your hands just like you would use your legs.
So it's been a few months since I got the chance to play. What's been happening in terms of the single player? Here you got some fancy new voice actors lined up.
Yeah, we did, actually. When we wrote the story for it, we actually had an actor in mind, somebody that a lot of people out there know, Troy Baker. And Troy decided to take on
Troy Baker.
For the awesome. AI.
And, of course... Another thing that we get the chance to talk about is the multiplayer component to Lone.
That is a handsome man.
Arena Rue.
He's very exotic.
We had an actor in mind, you know, someone maybe you've heard about him. You think about the guy that is in every game and you're like, yeah, we had someone in mind.
How exactly that works. Don't worry. That's the best thing waiting on.
No, you're not wrong. Guys, just imagine how tired Patrick's going to be when Ubisoft gets on stage. It's going to be amazing.
Ubisoft? No, Sony. Sony is in like 15 hours.
Well, Ubisoft is in like less than that. Players fly. Oh, I see what you mean. Yeah, you'll be really tired by then. That's a good point.
Ender's Game. It looks like
Ender's this is the multiplayer.
I don't know what this is.
It's the same game. No?
Yeah.
I don't think so.
I don't think so either.
I think it's a different game.
No?
It's like Rocket League, Ender's Game, something.
Tastes sweeter.
Jerking off.
This yes, he is. Zero G.
Did you say jerking off?
In the Echo it looked arena. Like he was jerking off for a second.
This is definitely Ender's Game.
Yeah, Echo Arena.
Echo Arena.
Okay, this is something else entirely.
Jack, cut the panel.
Oh no, this is that other thing.
No, this is that game.
Yeah, this is that game. The game he was showing.
Oh, Lone yeah, Echo. It's the same. It's still the same thing. It's Lone
no,
Echo
this is Lone
and Echo.
Echo.
No, you were right.
Okay.
Arena in action as some of the red.
Echo Arena and Lone Echo.
Hey, I've got some chips to sell you.
It's Intel guy again.
Hello.
Yeah,
It's awesome to have you. But listen, before we get into VR, I want you to tell me a little bit more about the Grand Slam event.
Yeah, I'm pretty excited about that. I'm a big sports fan. So tennis, golf, rugby, they have the Grand Slam. Now we have it at eSports.
Rugby.
So, with Intel, ESI, DreamHack.
Slow down, Grandpa. Really I guess rugby's not really Grandpa's
exciting.
Sport.
So I'd like to know a little bit more about Intel's involvement in this game.
You know, we've been involved working closely with the best VR.
You see these idiots back here?
Yep.
That's how you look when you play VR. There you go. Don't you want to play? Second
generation. Nope. What are you doing? What are you doing? What are they showing?
I told you.
Okay, thank you. They went to the game.
They're demoing VR.
So I was really excited to hear about your announcement earlier.
Yeah, Ready at Dawn, Intel, and Oculus. We announced that Intel is sponsoring
I was excited too.
Echo Arena. To all Oculus Rift users when it launches.
Before you sucked all the life out of me.
Yeah.
And this is because we want as many users as possible on this system. We want to ensure that everyone, including these guys behind us, the gamers behind us as you see, that they try and experience the future of VR and esports.
So speaking of esports, I would really love to hear more about Intel's involvement with esports.
Intel has a long history as a leader.
The lesson of this show is when you're showing off a new game, show a pre-recorded thing that's been professionally edited, not people actually playing it. This looks boring as donkeys.
Have you ever looked at a donkey? They're boring.
Yeah, they're so boring.
What are you doing, donkey? Nothing.
I'm boring.
Okay, well, that sounds kind of awesome. Well, thank you, Doug. I cannot wait to play this game. It's going to be coming out July 20th, and you can pre-order it right now. And Rift owners can actually try the open beta on June 23rd. So back to you, Sean.
Oh, really? Let me go buy a Rift so I can do that.
There you go, $800 Rift owners.
Echo, and I want to stress, just have to play it. The single-player experience is especially mind-blowing. So once again,
I think the single-player experience looked interesting. But
announced a game two.
I agree. The other thing feels just like a. I mean, whatever. I'm glad they're throwing extra stuff in. I wouldn't complain.
Yeah, sure.
Here to talk about.
And maybe it's fun, you know. But
cold hard dates.
I mean, we need a good VR game. I feel like I don't haven't had one in a while. Who's this?
They keep getting shorter.
Oh, it's Blazinski.
In the past, I've been doing a lot of alphas and betas.
Again?
Yeah.
They've been going well.
Oh, my God. He can't stop showing off low breakers and saying it's almost ready.
June 28th. If you have a key, sign on to Steam. Download the
latest update. I got it now.
You know, I talked to him back in 2002. I had a conversation with him.
Was it more interesting than this?
I don't know. He was still with, you know, making Unreal games then.
Epic.
Well, a lot of developers and publishers, they do these kind of bullshit marketing betas where they're like, oh,
he just said bullshit marketing. He's already my favorite thing in the show.
So let's listen. Maybe he's not bullshitting.
Overcharge wasn't that exciting, so we sped that up a little bit, and we sped up the character.
I like hearing a guy talk about bullshit marketing plans right after we heard a bullshit marketing plan from Intel in the upper mezzanine.
Different balance dynamic across the board.
Yeah, if you change one thing, it's the butterfly effect. It affects everything else. And is the game going to be balanced on launch? No. That's why we need people's feedback. Play the game, see what characters are overpowered, underpowered, and then we'll introduce new characters and reshuffle the deck.
And I know that it can't be in beta forever, so Cliff, tell us when it's out.
Oh, good lord. Can we just go?
Do a thing.
So the game is finally dropping on August 8th on PC and PlayStation 4.
Oh, that's soon.
$29.99. None of that $60 multiplayer only bullshit.
Nice. Wow, take that, Blizzard. Take that right in your Overwatch hole.
And if you didn't see it online, Cliff took a bow.
Well,
yes.
Overwatch is $40, so.
Yeah. Well, if you haven't gotten the chance to see
PC
gaming shows, let's take a look at some people who got the opportunity to play Lawbreakers, and we'll have them speak for themselves.
This is their big last thing.
Is it?
Well, it's the only actual big game. Well, you know, quote unquote big game.
Hardcore PvP.
Your instincts take over.
Are you just hoping?
It's exhilarating.
Full frontal f***ery.
A million miles an hour.
Literally.
Hoping what? That this is the last one?
After the matches ended.
It was like a high.
One of the fastest.
I'd love for it to have something else.
Another one.
That's actually.
I just need a minute, man. I'm shaking. I'm shaking over here.
Really? That's the what? Is that it?
That's it.
I think the thing
you can also see this video on YouTube 6 months ago.
Is simply how difficult it is. There's a pretty impressive skill gap. You can't just sit down and dominate within an hour.
These are all your influencers, Patrick.
Precision aiming, the ridiculously fast movement,
mechanically.
I'm literally biting my hand right now.
tasty French hand.
And if you don't keep on top of it, you're just gonna get blown off the map. I think team comp is definitely a huge thing for this game.
As we're flying around in zero gravity,
oh Elohim, I like him actually.
Situation for us.
He's influencing me.
With your tank and protect them, shield them, also protect
I mean, the game could be really fun. But it's just that we've seen these exact, images, this footage for 3 years in a row.
Movement systems of each character, where some characters teleport.
But this is the year. Patrick,
I mean,
well, it's in 2 months. It's coming out, so yeah.
I mean, Lawbreakers has a big, I mean, Unreal history to it, and I'm a big Unreal guy, and I loved Unreal Tournament.
Did you play Quake Champions?
I played a little bit of that early beta alpha close thing, and thought it was pretty good. It's very Quakey, so.
It's extremely quakey, and this looks very unreal-y.
I agree.
It does.
Medical is actually phenomenal. with battle medic, they call it. So it's not one of those medics where you have to sit back. It's not even a thankless role anymore because I'm out there slaying, killing with the rest of my team.
Slaying?
I am down with that. It sounds like a... Oh, he's so angry.
That's great. Getting, like, through the
I do need a tougher medic.
Ridiculously fun.
I've been using the Vanguard to drift.
Yeah, I'm down with tougher medics. I think that's cool.
The enemy. It took like 3-4 rounds before they caught on.
With the Gunslinger, he's a very precision character, so just let him... spinning around and popping someone in the head.
That's
real
Tracer, basically.
I'm not good enough at aiming to seriously play these games.
I feel like Blizzard made a very overt attempt to make sure that Overwatch appealed to twitchy play, but also was more forgiving for people us. Yeah.
Intel PC still up for grabs. Don't miss out if you forgot. This bad boy is running an i7 7700K processors. A lot of sevens in there.
Yeah, none of that $60 multiplayer only bullshit.
You do not want to miss out. Head over to PCGamingShow.com.
Like some margarita to go with your salt.
Honestly, Battlefront has some good sides and bad sides, but that's not, you don't say that. That's not just impolite. It's not about, it's tacky.
Yeah, but it's also, it's just Cliff. He's always
it's Cliff. It's exactly what the game, what Lawbreaker is. It's like, yeah, we're awesome. We shoot people and like we put our gun in our back and we don't even look where we're shooting because we're edgy. It's like, okay, I was 14 once as well. But yeah,
it's definitely that vibe. Okay, this looks like Advanced Wars. Yeah, Advanced Wars, but with old school things.
Yeah, I can't remember the name of this project. It's like Advanced Wars meets Oregon Trail.
I'm kind of up to that. I like that stuff. This is probably on my iPad.
America.
America? Oh, man.
Yeah, I'm queen.
Yeah, I'm the queen of America. That's great. Man, Advance Wars was a very influential game. You see a lot of games try to sort of replicate that.
Well, this is very openly inspired.
Yeah. I like the art. The little animated dudes are great. Especially this part where they come over to your side.
Right, right. Is that dragons?
Yeah, dragons. Some kind of dogs. There's a dragon. Wargroove.
Kind of possums.
Wargroove?
Oh, Wargroove.
Today, we're not just going to get a chance to talk about the game, but we will be seeing the editor in action, a live demo on stage. I'm joined by Jay Bailey.
Oh, yay!
We're not going to see the game, but...
Well, I want to say right away, the gameplay reminded me...
We're actually building the game right now.
Wait.
As we speak.
Yeah, Fire Emblem and Advance Wars are definitely kind of inspirations of ours. Yeah. You know, Wargroove is a turn-based tactical strategy game. It's a game about starting to build up your resources every mission and push forward into your enemy territory and just kind of dominate the map and make the right choices. But yeah, we've got a lot of unique kind of gameplay mechanics. We're bringing it into the modern age. We've got online play, mod support, and kind of content creation as well.
Yeah, this could be something, you know? It's a style of game that's sort of been overlooked over the past few years.
Yeah.
Could be. I could see it with, you know, solid multiplayer online, all of this. It could be become a thing. I don't think it's going to be a huge community, but there will be a community that will be interested, I think.
Yeah, for sure.
And each of those represent a mission.
Was she French?
Linking them together to create the path through your campaign.
And I know that one of
she's French. Dude, French girls, their voices are so cool. Not the boys, not like you. And the cool
thing is that boys do nothing for me, but the girls, yeah.
Yeah, I like the girls. Example, no, she has a cool accent.
High score in a mission, and that could lead you through a harder path in your campaign.
Or you could oh my gosh, I'd love her accent. Based on some event in the I'm not trying to be a creeper no. here. I'm just saying. She's got a very attractive accent.
I'm not trying,
accent.
But
what I'm noticing is that there are several French people, once again, showing up in tech or gaming-related things.
Yeah, France representing big time lately. Mm-hmm. I mean, they have for years, but even more so now. What are the commander units about?
So the commanders are kind of integral to the strategy of war. You have this unit that kind of represents... like.
All right, I'm getting time. Bored.
Yes. Why are you? They said they were editing stuff. Oh, wow, he's walking away. Kind of push
forward. Yeah, this is how bored you know
but
Patrick
is. Reward in there as well, because if you actually
I love it. Watching Patrick evolve over E3's couple of days is my favorite thing.
But this is not E3. This is PC gaming. I mean, honestly, PC gaming... Every year... I hope that they are going to manage to do something really cool.
Yeah.
And every year I am disappointed. And this year, this is basically roughly the same level as year two. And year two was, you know, the only reason why year two was not excruciating was that year one was worse.
Yeah.
So I was hoping that they would keep improving, and it's I think it's structural. They don't have the, you know, the industry isn't built, and this event especially isn't built to support something like this. If they had a show, a modest show like this at, you know, in, I don't know, September, or they could get a number of, they could find another spot, but in the middle of E3, they're going to get nothing.
Yeah.
Jay, Doris, I want to thank you both so much for coming out to talk about this game today.
The fact that this is after Lawbreakers is crazy.
Yeah. Right. Lawbreakers should have wrapped it up.
Well, we don't know how long they're going to keep going.
Oh, we do. About 5 more minutes.
What is
this? We're killing this stream. Me?
Okay.
Oh, it's PCGamer.com. Ad. May as well give those guys a little love.
Well, yeah.
The next game that we get the opportunity to talk about is the sequel to Middle Earth Shadow of Mordor. It's Middle Earth Shadow of War.
Okay.
Wait, you know, I've seen I would be excited if it wasn't going to be footage we saw yesterday.
All right, let's find out. If Patrick's right, I'm going to buy Patrick nachos when he comes to America in 2 weeks.
If, hell yeah. You're getting nachos from McDonald's.
If you're wrong, you will just be here to make America better.
I'll buy you nachos. Okay. Or better yet, I'll buy myself nachos.
Oh, there you go. What are some of the things that have been? I'll start calling them nachos from now on.
Shadow of Mordor. Manchos. That's what they call them in Texas.
Manchos.
Really hard to do, although it seems pretty obvious, is take the things that were good that worked in the first game, so our combat and
the
system and this world that we created.
What's going on?
And to build on that. But also,
you want me, I should rub him out. Everyone place. Sounds like a really British mobster.
I should just rub myself out.
Oi, oi. Oh, here you go, Patrick. Same footage.
Here's your footage.
And really focusing on the story and the characters as well. I mean, you've been
talking all throughout. You owe me nachos.
You weren't wrong.
Is in Shadow of War. What does that mean in terms of the work that you're doing?
It means...
I like the uptick in visuals in this game. I think it looks nice.
Full-scale battles. It means the stakes of the story.
I'm very excited. PC version is definitely where I want to be. Sauron and the Witch King. I loved the PC version of the first one.
Memorable and personal characters, allies and enemies.
And in terms of,
I should ask Liam if he's doing any Gollum work again.
Soloming.
Yeah. Oh, the reason we're really excited for E3 is
this one going to be about a ring too?
I don't think they need
so sick of the ring storyline.
The ring's always part of it. It's always rings, right?
So, yeah, spoiler, at the end of the first one, after the end, basically, there's sort of an almost post-credit thing. Celebrimbor, the elf, tells, what's the name of the Strider?
Troy Baker. Tells Troy Baker,
Oh, yeah.
Troy Baker. He tells Troy Baker, It's time to forge a new ring.
And then you're like, oh my god, there's going to be a new ring? And that's what happens in the second game.
Yeah. It's all about rings,
Brian. It was pretty epic at the end of it, because you're like, oh, what's the new ring going to do? And like, how corrupting is it going to be? And so yeah, there is a ring. But it's not the existing old rings. It's like a new ring.
Just kidding. It's onion rings.
It's a kind of, hey, Dunaway, it's a kind of ring you, well, let's just say it's one of those rings.
Oh, yes. Yeah. A man ring.
Yeah, a man ring. Let's call it a man ring. Awesome
character. And as well wow. As
that, who's tired now, Patrick? Who's yeah, tired exactly. now?
Well, before we hop into that, I just want to say, Michael, thanks so much for coming on.
Okay, they're going to show the same trailer. Here it comes.
We talked about how important
prepare yourself.
The story is to Shadow of War, so let's take a little look at 2 minutes of the cinematic, El Tariel meeting Talia.
Oh, it's new footage.
Is this?
Now see, that's the way you should do it.
I'm Troy Baker. Who are you?
So it is true.
Well, that's what's her name that does Jaina Proudmoore.
You killed me.
And yet you live. What is that like? To die and live again? Do you feel pain?
It's a real bummer.
I'm here to help.
Do you suffer?
What of the city? Of the Palantir?
The Nazgul have taken both. They belong to the Dark Lord now.
And I have failed.
Where is Ellie?
What if you keep fighting?
We use the light of Galadriel. We can recover the ring.
That's a cool effect. I still love it.
Dude, he's a badass. One of my favorite characters ever.
You can see him.
I see him.
Hmm? She can see Celebrimbor?
I'm the blade of Galadriel.
Since when does Galadriel work with assassins?
Great threats make for unlikely alliances. You know this better than most. Now tell me more about this ring.
Oh, my body is ready, you guys.
It was lost.
It is prepared.
The power of the ring.
We cannot let it fall into Sauron's hands. The light of Galadriel, give it to us!
Stay your hand. My light will protect us, but it will not...
Step off, ghosty boy!
I'll stab you. Oh, well, I guess I'll... Bad things will happen.
I'm going to vacuum up your mist.
You have to keep up.
Here, I sharpened your sword for you.
I'm very excited about that game.
Shadow
as
War,
you should be.
As a huge fan of Shadow of Mordor, I'm really excited to see where the story goes in the sequel. And I'm pleased to say we have one final game to announce.
Yes! Microsoft God!
Even allowed to say the name yet.
So not that I haven't had a good time.
No. Hanging out with you guys is the best.
Is a creative director from Microsoft right. Studios.
But Sean Plott is a beautiful Adam, man. So yeah. He is soldiering on. I really hope he's getting paid a lot
now, Adam,
of money.
Me too. I understand that you've been in games for a long time.
I have.
This
I
is like a poor man's Bruce Willis. Look at this guy.
Video games. So yes, you can actually make a career out of being in games.
Yeah,
and,
like know, Sixth Sense era.
Right, right.
Yeah, dude, I've played Zork all day.
So I got my start in the DOS days doing role-playing games, indie games, but I spent a heck of a lot of time making real.
You know what kids love hearing about?
So heck, DOS. Studios oh,
yeah, DOS. The kids
series.
Love DOS.
Right.
Earth and Beyond. Mm.
Back in my day.
Petroglyph, Universe of War, Empire War. So a lot of history on PC, and I'm excited to get it.
Well, I understand that this title is an homage to those roots.
It's a
I'm
fromage.
I'm not going to tell you what it is, but I know you're curious. So
a
let's
cheese,
right
if you will.
To this world-exclusive trailer.
Okay. This is the last game of the day.
World-exclusive.
World-exclusive. No. In the world of exclusives. This is one of them.
Diablo.
That's not DOS.
No, it's not. This is not DOS.
Wow, Microsoft Studios, really?
Yeah, that's who that guy's with.
What? Is this what I think it is?
Brian, if you're getting... If you're getting what? Age of Empires, you're going to lose your mind here, aren't you?
I'm getting a little excited.
It looks like...
It is Age of Empires.
It's got to be. Yeah.
What does that mean? The definitive edition? What? Fully remastered versions in 4K?
Is it a remake?
Fully remastered.
Oh, my God.
All
right,
oh,
fine.
My God. Ooh. I can't believe it.
New Zoom levels.
Oh, my God.
Hold on, is this the original or two? Because the original's not that great.
It said it
no,
was the
it's
original.
The original. They'll make the remaster for the second one later.
Yeah.
Jesus.
That
was the trolliest
Xbox Live multiplayer.
Oh, and there's a remastered soundtrack.
Yep. Patrick, finally, your dreams have come true. I'll play it.
Boy, talk about milking the cow to death.
Yeah, I will. I love Age of Empires is amazing. And by the way, that's Greg Street worked on that team, so I gotta give love to Greg Street.
Dude, are you seriously telling me you're gonna play this game for more than one session?
No, I'll play it for 20 minutes.
Age of Empires. Yes. Okay. Exactly.
All right. That I can trust.
As a kid, I'd weed my grandma's garden all day. She'd give me like $2.
When you were a kid, how old are you, Sean Plott?
Tell me about Age of Empires, ma'am.
Man, you know nobody is.
What are you, 12?
This game, except if they found the CD-ROMs for the last 20 years.
And what's a CD-ROM?
That game's 20 years old.
This day and age, like who even has a drive?
Can you believe it?
You know what I'm looking forward to now?
What?
Anything else?
The fifth episode of American Gods and a good McDonald's meal. That's what I'm looking forward to. Before the Ubisoft conference.
Which is in,
you know what?
Hour and 20
minutes. An hour and 20 minutes now.
Yeah.
This show, this conference, has served a very important purpose. Anything we see afterwards is going to be joyous.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Did you guys know that this conference just broke the Age of Empires website?
Did it really?
Era established. Yeah, Era established
a
database connection.
Yeah, because it's still the one they were using in 96.
Right.
It's hosted on a Pentium. It's hosted on a Pentium in that guy's house.
Right.
Okay, I'm looking for it.
I'm on the site now, and it's like error establishing database connection. Nope, not going to happen,
well,
Brian.
There's 70,000 people watching.
Right.
So maybe 70,000 people went to the site at the same time, but...
You have underestimated Microsoft.
I think that we make it as far as this guy being done, and if they still say, oh, and we've got three more things, that may be it.
Right.
Maybe where we end it.
Yeah. If Intel guy comes back out, we're done.
Yeah. Dude, I'm not kidding. If Intel guy comes out, we are way done.
No. I agree. We're done. They're done. Everyone's done. We're going to eat McDonald's.
Right. We did our due diligence.
Yeah. And it's not like, you know, we're just going to be done for an hour and, 18 minutes now. We'll be back, so.
Yeah, it's not like we're all dying. We live.
So players should have a really amazing experience. They also have a web portal. So they can go
a web portal.
Chad is saying, Daniel D. Newman is saying, I like the Patrick comments the best.
Oh,
thank you, Daniel. I like your comments the best as well.
Well, Brian and I say to Daniel J. Newman, F off! Sign up for our multiplayer beta. You know, RTS games are just kidding, we love you. I'm eating these potato chips. That's why he doesn't like me.
Definitive edition of Age is the absolute best we can make. Right. So, you know, multiplayer, please come sign, play with us, make the game great.
You asked me before we hopped on if you wanted to say one more special bit, a little bit of a tease. We understand that it's the 20th anniversary of Age of Empires. Oh.
All the characters wear his little hats.
Yes. Now they're going to tease a new game.
Franchise will be 20. It's hitting its 20 mark October of this year. You know, and this is the start here at E3 with you, is the start of the celebration of 20 years of Age of Empires. And that party is going to roll. We're going to continue that. So you're going to hear from us again in Cologne, Germany at Gamescom in August. And we're going to be having a really wonderful Age of Empires event there and talking a whole bunch about stuff you're going to
want. We're going to have elephants.
Wait.
Yes, they didn't say. They're just hanging it.
You spoke over the moment.
He just teased it. He said, oh, you're going to want to hear it. And that's it.
And with
so they're going to have a new Age of Empires
of announcements
game.
Comes to an probably. End. Before we depart, let's head
he
back to
say
the
this if it wasn't,
Sonya for
I mean,
one
I'm guessing.
Last hello.
Thank you, Sean. I had an amazing time being a part of some awesome game reveals and kicking it with you guys today. If you want any more information on any of the games that you saw today, go to PCGamer.com. If you want to hang out with me and check me out on the internet, at OMG, it's Firefox, pretty much everywhere. I had a blast, and for one last time, back to you, Sean.
Really?
Thank you so much, Sonya. No,
he's going to say goodbye. I will at least say this. Thank you, PC Gamer, for putting on at least a presentation.
That's because you are a positive, nice guy. One of the nicest people I know in this world is Brian Dunaway, and he's always got something nice to say about people, and I think that's great.
Microsoft, Bohemia, Tripwire, Cygames,
I think that's a great trait. I wish I was more positive about this event.
Pleasure to have your support. And I'd also like to give a shout-out to all the developers and the publishers at their recent conferences that have been going on in the last week. We were super excited about the titles there and following them closely because we're gamers at heart, and we hope that you, too, enjoyed what we had to share with you today. And
I hope you, too, likes it, too.
E3
the Edge hates it,
tomorrow,
but Bono's cool.
So we hope that you get the chance to get your hands on some of the titles that were announced in the last week that you're pumped for. From all the folks at PC Gamer and from me, Day 9, have a wonderful day and go play some video games. We'll see you next year.
Thank you, Day 9.
I can't guarantee we'll be here next year, but good on you for trying.
Yeah, well done. All right, to sum that up, you know, PC's great. I love PC games. It's fine. It's fine.
Of course, PC is awesome. It is the best platform to play games and do everything in the world. This show specifically is depressingly not good for a number of reasons we detailed during the show itself.
Yeah.
It's a crowded time of year. It's a crowded place, and they're getting the crumbs. And they didn't improve from last year, which means they're not doing... I think they can't really improve in that context. So I'd be open for them to change the time or venue or something, because I don't think it's going to get better next year.
Yeah. Dunaway, any closing thoughts from you about this little thing we did here?
It was tough. I am a little disappointed that angry Patrick hadn't showed up yet. I saw a little bit of the fury, but not enough.
You'll get more later. Trust me, it's going to get real. It's going to get good the minute things get weird at Ubisoft. So, because they always get weird at Ubisoft. So that's when we'll be back, everybody. If you're watching live or if you're checking this out on the feed later, we'll be back at what is it, 3 p.m. here? No.
It's in an hour and 15 minutes.
Hour and 15 minutes. So it's 2 p.m. here.
Set your clocks.
In the Mountain Time Zone, and 5 p.m. Patrick, who knows what the hell time he's on, and we'll be back then. Thanks, everybody, for hanging out with us.
And talk to you then.
Bye now. See ya.